Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Hogan here in Audio Boo. Now, apologies right from the onset if you hear kind of clicking noises. It's my inline mic. Forgive that. I'll try and get it away from my jacket. The inline controls on my Apple earbuds has got something slack inside. It's working perfectly. Everything works perfectly. Except that if I use them to record, as I move around, something clicks inside, causes that the really annoying noise. Don't even know how I can do this apart from just holding it there. See if that works. Is that any better? Yes, a wee bit. What I wanted to talk about was Vodafone. Vodafone has been my provider, mobile network provider for, I don't know how long. Way back, many a year. And so when it comes to upgrades or additional pieces or devices, I've always used Vodafone, apart from when I bought my big Apple Mac from Apple and some other stuff. But then again, Vodafone doesn't do that, not to my knowledge at least. Maybe they do it now. So currently I have three devices, three numbers. My iPhone 6, my iPad Air 2, I believe it to be the 2, 64 gigabyte, and a 4G Wi-Fi dongle that became part of my contract, halfway through my contract last year. So it was due up, or actually, contract ceased on the 12th of this month, 12th of November, but I thought I could just phone up and cancel the contract because I no longer need it. I got it when I had the iPhone 4S, which was only 3G enabled, and I wanted to get the 4G, so I got the dongle. Cost me about £6 in coppers, plus that per month. And when I got it, it was absolutely brilliant, because even when my iPhone at the time was failing to connect to 3G, the dongle would have been connected to 3G, in fact, even to 4G. So I was really quite delighted with that. It was Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold that got me onto these dongles. I think Bernie's got about 40 now. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, I wanted to cancel the contract and save myself. I no longer needed it, but you have to run the term of your contract, or you have to pay penalty fees, which basically just amount to the exact same amount of money you would have paid if you kept it for the year. So I phoned them up today, a wee while ago. I got through to him and I explained to him what I wanted to do. And the guy I got, to be fair, he was okay. He was pretty reasonable to talk to. But he was obviously a fairly newbie on the job, since he didn't sound uber confident in everything he said and offered. So obviously he was being either coached by the screen or coached by a line manager. Doesn't matter, they've all got to learn somewhere, haven't they? But anyway, when I explained what I wanted to do, he then said, well, okay, you'll need to give 30 days notice, but we'll put that in now, you've got 30 days notice, put it in to cancel the contract. Which means, yes, at the end of next month, or the middle of next month, I'll probably still be liable for another 30 days of the contract. So that'll be another £6 plus VAT. And I'm trying to cut down. Apart from the fact I no longer need the dongle, I'm trying to cut down on or reduce the monthly payments I have to make. They're quite hefty, actually, and when I think about it, I'm absolutely mad. Why I took on so much, I don't know. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But anyway, the guy was then, obviously, as I said, being coached one way or another, and said, well, do you realise that since you're this contract is up on the dongle, that you're not liable, what's the word? Oh my god, anyway, for an upgrade. And he says, so I can offer you this to you. I says, well, I'm trying to save money actually, matey. You know, I didn't actually say that. I don't actually use that word, matey. I'm just being expressive here. I said, actually, I'm trying to cut down on what my expenditure is, not take more on. And then he said, well, actually, maybe we could do something for you there. And I'm thinking, oh, he's maybe going to offer me an excellent deal and keep paying the the £6 odds plus VAT every month, or maybe another pound, and then I think, wait a minute, you're trying to cut down, you fool. Why are you even listening to this? But wait a minute, my brain's saying, he might actually offer you a fantastic deal that you cannot resist and will have to take on. And you know how you get caught up in these things. Anyway, he went on and said that he could offer me the iPad Air 2. I can't remember if he said it was a 64 gigabyte, but with 3G of data per month for the price of the dongle. And I thought, well, wait a minute, I've got an iPad Air 2. Ah, you sure it's the iPad Air 2? I said, well, what's it telling you on the screen? Because that's, I got it from you. Ah, he says, well, give me a minute. Well, looking at this now, oh, wait a minute here. I've just spotted this. Oh, don't you love it? Have you heard of the iPad Pro? I says, why? I have. And he says, well, we can actually do you a great deal on the iPad Pro. Now, I'm not sure he actually got round to tell me how much it was going to cost a month, but I think it was for the what I was paying just now, including the price of the dongle. I can actually I offer you the 128 gigabyte iPad Pro for an upfront fee of £395. I said, yeah, I don't think you're quite grasping the means of this call. Trying to cut down on costs and £395, let's say £400. Yes, it's hardly cutting down. Yes, but you could have a 128 gigabyte iPad Pro for what you're paying just now. And all you've got to do is pay this upfront fee. So I was being kind to him because I understood that he was a fair newbie, you know. So I had to then drag him back to reality, and I could hear in his voice the fumbling going on in his mind. Gotta keep him on board, keep him on board. Don't let him go, don't let him cancel money. Make him spend at least the same amount, make him spend more. He's got to spend more money. Keep him on board. And eventually he says to me, well, look, is there nothing we can do for you? I says, yeah, you could upgrade my iPad Air to an iPad Pro with no upfront fees. I'm quite happy with that. I'm afraid I'm not allowed to do that. I said, well, there's a surprise, but I didn't expect it, to be honest with my friend. I see that your iPad Air contract is up next spring. I guess about April, May or something. I says, that's right. You realise you'll be... what's that damn word? It's not libel. You'll be... what? Someone shout it out loud enough for me to hear. For an upgrade on that, an early upgrade, you know, 3 months in advance. I said, I've been through this before, my friend. And when you do it 3 months in advance, you don't get the best deal whatsoever. Yes, well, maybe, but we could cut you a deal just now if you wanted to agree to it, and then we could say, no, wait a minute. Apple things move on rapidly, my friend. Come next April, May, the Apple Pro might be the Apple Pro 1 or even 2, or the Apple Pro Pro, or the Apple Pro X. So, eventually I got through to him that I wasn't prepared to spend money, and actually, Vodafone was going to lose out on £6 odds plus VAT per month from me. But still getting a heck of a money off me every month as it is. And to put it into perspective, when the iPad Air's contract is due up next, whatever, April, May, my intention is to keep it, not to upgrade, not to spend, unless they're going to give me an upgrade that's really good and for less money, if that makes sense. In other words, when it comes, I do not want to still be paying what I'm paying a month just now. I want to actually reduce that because it's a silly amount of money that I'm paying, and I'm sure that I could well use that money, the money saved by not renewing the contract, for other things in life. I don't waste money, I don't throw money at drink or fags or lap dances or anything like that. The money I do spend, I spend on technology and social networking, if you like, or technology to allow me to social network and also to listen to music when I'm on the go and all kinds of things like that. So, but I do love my iPad here. I love my first iPad. I love this one. It's a device that's mostly used on home Wi-Fi, so when I'm sitting in the big chair or in my study, I'll use it there. And I do thoroughly enjoy using it. I think it's a great device. But I really don't use it to its full potential in any way. And so in other words, I've bought a device that I'm only probably using about a third of its potential. Maybe not even that. It's capable of such wonderful things. So I'm hoping that I can stick to this agreement within myself for next year and not give way again. Of course, next year's a wee while away. And you never know what may happen. But there you go. Always, Vodafone's no different from any other company. They're all after your money, and I don't fault them. They're a business. They've got to make money. And if they can attract the customers to spend more money every time you talk to them, then well, that's their business. That's their job. And I don't fault them whatsoever. The fault actually lies with me, the customer, who is drawn in. You know how they swing a pendant in front of your eyes? Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Look deeper. You're falling asleep. Your hand is in your wallet. Get your credit card out now. And you will remember nothing of this until your super duper iPad Air Pro drops into the letterbox in a week's time. And then you will suddenly realise you've been done again. Oh my God. But anyway, well done, I suppose. Thanks for listening, and watch this space, as they say, for next April, May. Will I be blowing on about my latest device that's just cost me money again? I wouldn't put your money on it. But I'm hoping that I can resist. Resist! Resist. Do not give in. Yes. What would I spend the money on anyway? There you go. I'm trying to convince myself already to spend more money. Okay, that's it. Home again, home again. Jiggity jig. Cheer by now.